There may be some of you who won't have a clue what I'm talking about when I mention the B-side. So, let me explain. Once upon a time, in the darkest recesses of the 1960s and 70s, there were circular pieces of vinyl called singles. They were records, and on each side of the vinyl disc was pressed a song. The major song, the one the record company hoped would be a hit, was called the A-side. And the other, often written by the singer, him or herself, was called the B-side. The first single I ever bought was Scott McKenzie's San Francisco. It was released in the early summer of 1967. I had heard it first surreptitiously beneath the blankets in boarding school, the music weaving in and out between the static of Radio Luxembourg, which came and went sporadically on my little transistor radio. And once I heard the song, written by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, I couldn't wait to get my hands on it. The following Saturday, on the pretense of needing a haircut, I made good my escape and bought the single. Back in school, it was rarely off the communal record player. And as a result, it was a week or two after I'd arrived home for the summer holidays before I got to hear the B-side, a song called What's the Difference, Chapter 1. And I was enthralled and excited. It had never entered my 14-year-old head that McKenzie might be anything more than the tuneful mouthpiece of songwriters. But here he was, preaching a gospel of freedom and adventure, singing a song he'd written himself. Hey friend, wake up. I'm throwing rocks at your window pane. Get out of bed, I got something to say. Pick up a toothbrush and sneak down the stairway. You got no reason you should stay. In my teenage mind, this was the answer to every family squabble I'd ever had. The open road beckoned, and I learned the words fast and sang them as I cycled to and from my summer job as a gardener's assistant at the Cistercian Abbey in Moon, a few miles out the road. That was to be the extent of my break for freedom. Bolton Abbey was to be my San Francisco, the monks my hippie comrades. But more than that, the song set me off on many years of finding B-sides that were much more appealing and intriguing than the A-sides. Songs that are still with me. Among them, Maggie May, which was the B-side of Rod Stewart's cover of Tim Hardin's Reason to Believe. And later, his own wonderful Mandolin Wind. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. The Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody. Elvis's Always On My Mind and Wooden Heart. Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly. Neil Diamond's extraordinarily beautiful Done Too Soon. Paul Simon's Flowers Never Bend With the Rainfall and For Emily Whenever I May Find Her. Blood, Sweat and Tears Sometimes in Winter. Wherever I Lay My Hat by Marvin Gaye. The list goes on. Or rather, it did go on until the single became a thing of the past. Those days of turning the record over, reading the name of the song and the writer, dropping the needle in the groove and hoping for the best, became part and parcel of buying a single in my teens and twenties. Scott McKenzie went on to write further versions of What's the Difference, labelling them Chapter 2 and Chapter 3. But for me, it all began with CBS single number 2816. And that song I found on the B-side. Hey, what's the difference if we don't come back? Who's going to miss us in a year or so? Nobody knows us or the things we've been thinking. So what's the difference if we go?